This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We have a few minutes to talk with 17th District Congresswoman Sherry Bustos about the latest controversies, if you will, regarding immigration and what's been happening with that. So we're pleased to have the Congresswoman joining us from Washington. Congresswoman Bustos, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Will.
All I know for sure about this issue, especially as it's related the last couple of days regarding to children being separated from their parents at the border and that type of thing, is that it's another one of those issues where both parties seem to be blaming the other party in this matter. What is the truth here?
Well, let's get to not only what the truth is, but let's look at who's suffering. I'm guessing the vast majority of your listeners are moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas, and I guess I would like to ask anybody if they think it is okay to take children away from their parents. And literally that's what we're doing because of, not because of the law, but because of a self-imposed policy that was first announced by the Attorney General Sessions and then reiterated and pounded day in and day out by the Trump administration. And, and if you didn't see that picture of that little two-year-old girl who's standing crying next to her mother as her mother's being interrogated, it's just absolutely heartbreaking. So as far as, you know, all the finger-pointing can continue to go on, but, you know, it's time to just get this thing fixed. And it can happen with one phone call from the President of the United States. And I think the other thing for context, Will, is to point out, as everybody knows, we have there's a Trump administration in the White House. We have a Republican-controlled House and a Republican-controlled Senate. And we can have all of the policies and legislative proposals that we want as Democrats, and we cannot get any of them passed if the Republican-led House and Senate and White House decide not to do anything with them. So that is the reality.
And I've heard of legislation in this regard in the Senate that's been put forth by Democrats, and there's, I guess, frustration because they claim that not a single Republican has signed on to support it, and they thought that maybe at least a couple might.
Well, no, there's zero Republicans. I'm one of the co-sponsors. It's called Keep Families Together Act, and it would make it nearly impossible for the Trump administration to continue this inhumane and un-American policy of breaking up families at the border. And again, zero Republicans have signed off on that. So if President Trump wants to continue to point his finger at Democrats, obviously he can do that. He carries a very loud megaphone to get his message out there. But as he's continuing to do that, we have more and more children, babies, 2-year-olds. 4-year-olds being ripped away from their moms and dads as they seek asylum in our country. And the other part, just for context, is in many, many of these cases, these are families that are escaping rape and torture and murder and gang violence. And what they want is they just want to get away from all of that to try to find something that's safer for their families. And we have always as a nation, helped any asylum seekers, and yet all of a sudden, under this administration, this is what our country looks like to the outside world right now. That we're separating children from their moms and their dads.
There's been some news, I think, that has surfaced from, I think, 2014, where Hillary Clinton supposedly said said similar things in terms of immigration and sending people back to countries where they came from if it was necessary. What are your thoughts on that, and what's changed in that regard, you think, from 2014 to now?
No, I'm not aware of what Hillary Clinton said in 2014. I'm living in the moment. It's 2018 right now. It's June of 2018. We have kids who are being held in cages. If you didn't listen to it, or if you haven't played on your airwaves the tape of the children crying out for their moms and their dads, and the little girl asking the those who are holding them to call her aunt and find out where her mom is. This is not the kind of country that we want to be. I also don't think it's the kind of country that we want the outside world to see us as. And again, this can be fixed with a single phone call. And if we want to look big picture as far as what we can do, not just for this moment here in June of 2018, but what we actually should be talking about is comprehensive immigration reform. And we can address things like border security. We can address things like the folks who have come to our country not through legal mechanisms, but if they haven't broken the law and they're simply seeking better lives for their families, and they are working, for instance, in our farm fields, and they're not causing any problems, can they get in line and have a path to citizenship? Can they, and those who have entered our country legally, can they get behind them in line? There are all sorts of things that we can look at that treats people respectfully, respects also our laws, and I have no problem talking about border security as part of that debate. But long term, we really do need to look at comprehensive immigration reform that back when I was first elected in 2012, we talked about with Republicans and Democrats coming together, and that fell apart along party lines, within 2 years after that. But I'm hoping, Will, that better days are ahead. I hope that when people do decide who they want representing them in the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate, and back in down the line in 2020 in the White House, that they'll think about what they want our country's reputation to be, how they want our country and our leaders to treat other people, and just what kind of country in the end we will be known what we'll be known for. And I happen to come down on the side that I think we need some major change in how Washington operates right now. It is a dysfunctional place, and we're not getting the nation's work done.
Some people might say, though, that if Washington is so dysfunctional, we should vote everybody out and get a whole new crop of lawmakers in.
Well, I think we should vote everybody out who's not part of the solution. I agree with that with context. I think we have many members of Congress who are not part of the solution. We have a whole group of folks who serve here who are called the Freedom Caucus, who, for instance, have held up the farm bill because they want severe measures in immigration reform, and yet we have our farmers who are facing this who will be on the butt end of a trade war that seems to be brewing. And yet we can't even pass a farm bill that's about ready to expire here in another couple months. Candidate Trump traveled the country talking about a $1 trillion transportation package, and here we are, well into his administration, and we can't even vote on a transportation bill. So I agree with part of what you just said. Yeah, vote out people who aren't part of the solution. You know, my husband's a sheriff and has to, get the job done every single day. And his saying, whether it's, to me or to our kids or when he's just out talking, he just says, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And I think there's a lot of people out here in Washington, D.C. that are part of the problem.
All right. So with that, I know you're short on time, as are we as well. So I will leave it there at that point. Congresswoman Sherry Bustos, thanks so much for your time. And we'll talk again in the future, I'm sure.
All right. Thanks a lot, Will.
As a form of clarification, Hillary Clinton, as a candidate for president, said in a CNN interview in 2014 that she backed sending undocumented child immigrants back to their home countries. That was said in an interview with CNN in 2014. So that's some of the controversy here now. And quite frankly, you can make a very strong argument that what was said years ago is still just as relevant now as it was then, because some people still feel that way, and somebody has to find out somehow where Democrats and Republicans alike stand on the issue. And yes, every single lawmaker should be voted out if they can't get all of this dysfunction solved, and that might very well include our own local congresswoman. Sports is next on WGIL.